Market of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Weekend Nigeria on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And we have on the line Jide Pratt. He works in the oil and gas industry in consulting. He also runs Cotavis Energy Limited. Jide, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Jamim. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay, so a few brief questions. This is always, I'm always a bit confused about this deregulation business, and now having the government and labor sort of come to terms over the amount of money that we're going to fix fuel price at. Can you please, for clarity, just explain to us what deregulation means in the petroleum industry?
Okay, so I'll put it this way. A free market, and let me start by saying this, a free market is basically a market where the forces of demand and supply determine price.
Okay.
That said, if you deregulate a sector or a part of your society or a part of your market,
yes,
then what it means is that, in essence, you're allowing the forces of demand and supply without any trade encumbrances. You're allowing it to take place.
Okay.
So one more step for clarity. The aim of deregulating is to say that, look, whatever the price is based on market forces is whatever the price should sell at.
Okay.
There should be no caps, and there should be no, for want of a better phrase, buffers.
Okay.
So when you deregulate, you have removed all encumbrances of a free market, and you are saying let the forces of demand or supply take place.
Okay.
That's what it is. Like about.
Okay, so in plain speak, that I clearly understand what you're saying, let's say I have 10 dresses to sell, and I set the price at 20 naira, and people are willing to buy those 10 dresses at 10 naira. If I deregulate the market or that market completely, I would allow their pricing, so to speak, based on what it is they have to spend, et cetera, on a loose basis, determining the price that that outfit will be sold. Hello? I can't hear him anymore.
Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now, so what I'm saying is that you're selling dresses at 20 naira.
Yes.
The question first we must ask ourselves, what was the cost of producing your dresses?
Okay.
So if you produced your dresses, for instance, at 20 naira.
Yes.
You won't sell it for 20 naira. You'll probably add a margin and sell it at 22 naira.
Okay.
However, if the Association of Fashion Designers says that, look, sell your dresses at 19 naira,
okay,
we will give you the balance of 1 naira and your margin on 2 naira.
Okay.
But sell it at 19 naira. So
okay,
what they have said in essence is that they are pricing it based on what people can
afford to buy. Okay, got that. Got that.
So people can afford to buy. However, if we're saying that you're selling at 20 naira, Mr. John is selling at 22 naira.
Yes.
Mr. James is selling at 23. Mrs. Shike is selling at 25. And the market is fluid to buy at any price. Then the Association of Tailors does not need to get involved, but leave it to whatever the forces of demand,
yes,
from the buyers and supply,
okay,
from the tailors put, okay, in the market.
Okay, got that.
I hope that clarifies.
Yes, that clarifies clearly. So why is the federal, yes, government having discussions with labor? Being that, because what I read was there's a breakdown of how much each agency, so to speak, collects based on landing cost of this product. So why is the federal government now getting involved when we can clearly see that it doesn't matter what they do, when you add up these figures, it is still coming to 212 naira. So what's the discussion about? And why is federal government still involved, being that the industry has been deregulated?
Okay, I think, in my opinion, as Jide Pratt, we haven't fully deregulated. That's
okay,
number one.
Okay.
We say we have, but if the government is still involved, like you rightly said, then it clearly means that
we have lost him again. Okay, so I think we're having a few network challenges. Okay, he's back. You're back?
Yes, can,
okay,
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why it's fluctuating.
It's our network.
So I'll back up a bit.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll back up again. So what I was saying is that If we are fully deregulated, then the federal government will not have any discussions with anybody about the prices. That's number one. Let's put it in perspective. Petrol, PMS, gasoline is a social product. Mm. Why do I say that? Because everything we do is driven by petrol. You want to take your kids to school, it's petrol. You want to go to the market to buy foodstuff, it's petrol. So it means that because the standard of living of us as a body, as a nation, is not exactly high. The government is trying to find a way to wade in to say, how can we help ease this body? Okay. That was why subsidy came about.
Okay.
The conversations now with labor is saying that if you have decided to deregulate and prices are now going up,
you may have to move from where you are because we've lost you again. Okay, so we're speaking to Jide Pratt of Côte d'Ivoire Energy on clarifying for us what deregulation means. Okay, we've got you back. You're back with us?
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. This is on and off. I really don't know why.
It's our beautiful network. Let's just leave it. So you were saying, you were so please just back up and start again.
Okay, so what I was saying is that, as it is, we have not fully deregulated.
Yes.
Petrol is a social product because it affects everything we do. Going to the market, food stuff, moving produce from farms, taking children to school, going to work. So what the government is trying to do and what Labour is saying is that, look, we've deregulated or so you say, but these prices are going up. The burden is higher on the people who are earning salary.
True.
So we do not see any reason why you should go ahead and deregulate. For me, those discussions should have been had. Have you lost me again? Or are you?
No, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Good. So those discussions should have been had probably, I dare say, in 2012 when the former president wanted to deregulate. But what is the solution? If PMS is what it is and a social product, then the government needs to continue, like they're rightly keeping on LPG, that petroleum gas. They're trying to drive gas because gas is cheaper and cleaner. Yeah,
true.
However, to do that, it now means that mass public transportation, more of railway lines, things that will avoid me and you getting up in the morning and starting our cars to drive to our places of destination.
To
move products from Benue, to move product from Potoskum, to move product from anywhere, if I can get on the railway line and I can use either AGO or even gas-powered to move my things to the market to sell, it reduces the cost of the market.
Uh-huh.
So the discussions now are discussions that are being had in retrospect to say, look, it is what it is that the federal government, we cannot afford to pay this differential. The market is what it is. However, we understand that people are not earning enough. So those dialogues for me, in all due respect, are dialogues in futility.
I understand.
Because someone has to pay the price of this.
Exactly. So just like I said earlier on, from my understanding, and the 1st of April, so even if we're not going to, even if the price, pump price isn't going to increase in March because the federal government already said that was not going to happen, 1st of April, we should be looking at a price increase because if not, the marketers will be bearing the brunt of the loss, wouldn't it be?
Well, technically, not the marketers, because it's important to say this. As it is now, PPMC or NNPC is the sole importer till now.
Wow.
Because they're the only ones that get foreign exchange at the CBN rate.
Yes.
That I'm clear about.
Yes.
So it means that NNPC or whoever the supplier is, you have rightly said, will bear the brunt of those price differentials.
Right.
However, crude oil is what gives us petrol.
Yes. Okay, we're almost done, network. Can you just please let us allow us to finish this conversation?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Good. So PMS is a derivative.
Yes.
It is gotten from crude oil.
Yes.
So it only goes to say that if the price of pepper, which is an ingredient for soup, goes up, then it means that the end product of soup, whether we like it or not, will be more expensive.
Very true.
So when crude oil prices go up, while the country earns more revenue in terms of foreign exchange, sadly, because we lack refining capacity, the price of PMS will go up. So it is safe to say it will not be April Fool on 1st of April if there's another price.
True. Very true.
That's the reality.
You have shed a lot of light for us and for me especially, so I have a clearer understanding of how it works and how it is going to be working going forward. So unless we move on to cleaner fuels like gas, for instance, or AGO or you know, solar or stuff like that, then really we're running a losing battle.
Absolutely. We must continue to intensify. And like I said, I don't give the government a lot of credit, but the drive for gas is something that I think they're doing right, but they need to speed it up. And the states need to pitch in as well. That's the reality.
All right. Thank you, Jide Pratt of Cotevis Energy, for speaking with us and throwing a lot of light, shedding a lot of light into this issue for us. So at least we can speak from a point of knowledge now. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You too. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye. All right. Weekend Nigeria. So we have clarity. At least I have clarity. And I hope that we've been able to shed some light for you too on the growth, or what, for lack of a better word, so growth is not the word. So the way that the market, the petroleum market works, being that we don't have capacity to refine crude, which we actually have in Nigeria, the cost associated with taking that crude out and bringing it back as refined petroleum, with all the ways, with the way that our money is, our currency is losing value, there, it is inevitable that pump prices will increase. So, like Jide rightly said, it will not be April Fool on the 1st of April when these prices go up. The thing is, by how much? So we also, as businesses, need to start to explore other avenues of generating energy. Unfortunately, we do not, because we do not have a stable power system in Nigeria, that is electricity. We cannot have electric cars. Gas, we can, because we already have quite a lot of not only stations, but mini outlets pumping, dispensing gas from the pump. So imagine if your car could run on gas. That would be cheaper in the long run. Also, public transportation needs to come into play. And that's mass public transportation. If I knew that the train will run on time and it will take this number of minutes to get from point A to point B, or if I got onto the mass transit buses and it will take this number of minutes to get from point A to point B, barring any unforeseen circumstances like an earthquake, because they're bus routes, then I know that I do not need to get into my car and drive, because I know that these times will run, they will run as on time. These are things that we need to start to do. In, I know that there are rail lines now, there are rail lines transversing from Lagos to the north, and they run regularly. They used to run a whole lot more regularly before. I also know that they're expanding the rail lines, and these are works in progress. But alas, the population has quadrupled in... I don't even know whether quadruple is the right word to use. And there's more demand for these avenues for us to have a kind of not really stress-free living. Imagine if we didn't have to buy petrol for our offices and our homes. Solar, a lot of people say, oh, you know, the output at the beginning is too... Even an inverter would work. Start with an inverter. Depending on how many hours of regular power supply you have in your home, you don't need to power everything. From an inverter, you can step up to a solar. We have sun in Nigeria. In the long run, you would probably be the one supplying your neighborhood, because you'll be generating so much energy that you cannot consume, and you'll be able to make some sort of money back from it. So we need to, and that's what I was saying at the beginning of the program, we need to stop talking and start doing. Even as individuals, we need to start doing. Our government is at a place where I'm not even sure that they're going to be able to rebound, because it's been years and years and years and years and years of stopgap measures, which are now bursting at the seams because they are not working. So we as a people need to remove that hat on our head saying the government must do this, and come together in small communities and start to do these things. In the long run, our children will thank us for it. They're not overnight successes. We're not going to get from 0 to 100 in one night. No, we didn't get from 100 to 0 in one night. So really, people, let's start to take action. Okay? Like we were saying in the studio now, if you have not registered, go and register with a political party. Choose the one that fits you. You may not fit it, but choose the one that, you know what I mean. Just let's start to be in places where when we start to speak, our voices will be heard. We cannot change from outside. We have to change it from inside. If not, come 2023, huh. Yeah. Let me just leave it there. All right, Weekend Nigerian Spirits of Nigeria Radio. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll do our last two stories from the Punch newspapers. At 12:30 Nigeria time, we'll be speaking to Ade Balogun of Lim Lim Dried Fruits. She's innovating in the food industry, targeting post-harvest waste. And it's amazing the things that you can freeze dry and turn into powder. It's amazing. Value. All right, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Weekend Nigerian Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.